Kickstart your road to fitness with the Hard Work Works fitness app for all ability levels. Full gym, no problem. What's included? Over 200 workout plans available for every situation, from a full gym to no equipment at all. Nutrition guide to help you stay on track. And all of this is only $10 a month. There's a special offer for DeProgram listeners. Use promo code STUPID and get your first month free. The Hard Work Works fitness app. Decide, commit, succeed, and join the hustle today. Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. Today's band is the Jesus and Mary Chain, and I keep trying to go for the Beavis and Butthead joke, but I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something about saying a naughty word like Jesus, because who's that dude? Jesus. Who's this other dude? It's Scott. And you put Jesus and Mary Chain up on the board, so walk me through it, man. What is it about Jesus and Mary Chain, and why do we have to talk about them today?
I really got into the band. I think it was, when I was watching 120 Minutes back in the day, and I got in on them, through Automatic. So, that's how I kind of discovered them and got into them. I don't know. I just really liked them. I feel like sometimes like their lyrics are pretty dead simple, but I mean, sometimes that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got into them.
So we've got another newbie here. I hate that word. Where did that come from? I don't say that. What is that? But Gavin, first of all, welcome to the show. And why is it Jesus and Mary Chain? Why is this the first band you're getting in on?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad Scott put him on the board. I was a teenager in the 80s, so when the Jesus and Mary Chain's first record came out in 1985, I was 15 and in like ninth grade, which is where, you know, all that music's going to really hit you in the heart, you know. I had a friend I grew up in California in the Bay Area. He had a subscription to one of the British music weekly newspapers called The Melody Maker that came out, and it was just full of stuff on like The Cure and The Smiths and The Echo and the Bunnymen and all that great stuff. It was kind of a amazing just portal into another world for me. And when Psycho Candy came out, the first record, it really was all over the papers in England. That band kind of flipped England hard. I think that the kids had kind of forgotten about punk, and there was a lot of like synthesizers and stuff and not a lot of guitars, and then Psycho Candy came out with this huge guitar feedback and this attitude, and I read an article about them and how everybody was really excited to see them, but they played with their back to the audience and they played for like 10 minutes and just left the stage with all this feedback going, and there was a riot. Like, people tore apart the stage and flipped out, and I immediately ordered the record from England. Like, I had to hear it. You couldn't buy it. It wasn't out in the United States. And I just loved that record so much. It felt like really specially mine. Like, it felt like I was the only person that had it and knew about it, and it's stayed with me all these years. I continue to find new favorite songs on that first record.
So lots to tackle here. First of all, I love the band all the much more now, hearing that they played with their backs towards the audience. That's great. I love that. I mean, it's disrespectful, but also, you know,
cool. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, oh God, I need this now. Like, give me this band immediately. Also, it is funny that, like, there is, like, this pop undertone, you know, to the music of Jesus and Mary Chain, but they do have these big, loud, well, sometimes even thin guitars, but noisy guitars. And it's, I love that juxtaposition. You know, you don't, usually it's layers upon layers of stuff, and like the layers are thin, but very present. Is one of the things I noticed. So my relationship with Jesus Mary Chain is pretty much one song and remembering that they were on Beavis and Butthead, and that's pretty much all there is to it. They're on Just Like Honey was on Lost in Translation, so I'm forever gonna have a tie to that song. Spoilers. But the only other time I recall is the time they were on Beavis and Butthead, and I don't even remember that fully. Like, I don't.
What did they play on Beavis and Butthead? Was it Head On?
I think
that was
so.
Probably about the year. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Head On. I don't know for sure. I'd have to look it up. But you know, it whenever that happens, it always leaves like a positive, you know, a positive memory. And even if Beavis and Butthead are tearing the band apart, it always leaves me with, oh, well, they were on Beavis and Butthead. They can only be but so bad. And so, you know.
No, and I found the clip on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Oh.
So.
Had I done a little research, maybe I'd have found it myself. Yeah. So we did hit a little snag, but going through and collecting your 20, Scott, what was it like for this? Because this isn't exactly a small discography. We covered everything pretty much.
I practically had the entire Automatic album on my list, so I had to make some cuts there. I mean, like, literally I probably had like, I don't know how many songs are on that album. Like, you know, I don't know. I had like 10 or something like that. Probably not that many, but I had a lot from Automatic and from Honey's Dead and from Stone and Dethroned. So I think my first pass was like 40-ish, a little over 40. I was actually making my last few cuts like just minutes ago, so.
I knew it! knew it! I told Gavin, I was like, I think Scott might be making a few last minute cuts.
Yeah. And then, and I don't know when you want to get into this, but the fact that, what's it called? Disappear.
Damage and Joy. Yeah, so this is a good time to talk about that because it did jack up my list, although it did free up 5 spaces. When we initially put our list together, all the albums were available, including Damage and Joy. And apparently on my first pass, I listened to it because I had 5 songs remaining from it. And then apparently when I went back to make my cuts, that one was missing. And I just... If I would have just counted the songs, I would have realized, oh, wait, hold on, there's some missing. But what was it like collecting your 20 for this, Gavin, this being your first time here?
Yeah, it was really interesting. It was I kind of discovered Automatic for the first time.
Whoa.
I was early, you know, it was really the first 2 records for me, and then I kind of moved on to other things. I know a lot of my friends, a lot of people had Automatic, a lot of people had Honey's Dead and Stone Dethroned. I was more of an 80s like Mary Chain guy, so Automatic like was pleasantly sort of really blew me away, and so then that was complicated because it added more songs. I mean, I have the most songs from the first album, the second most songs from the second album, and the third most songs from the third album. When I was talking to my friend Melanie, she was like, you should just pick all your favorite songs. Don't have any other strategy, you know, go with your favorite songs. And I like, I like album representation on this show when people do that, because I think that people have certain records that are just so dear to them and special, and you just don't want to just kind of like diss them. So I listened to all the records, and I was able to pick a few songs from each record. I really like Damage and Joy. I thought that was for sure a Mary Chain album, even though it was from 2017, you know. But in any case, it was hard. I had 33. I got it down to 20.
So my first pass was 39, which
that's awesome.
Yeah, apparently included the five from Damage and Joy. To echo your point about Damage and Joy, clearly I enjoyed it. It didn't feel out of place. Oftentimes when I'm coming up on the last record, I'm like, okay, you know, like I'm strict. One or two are getting through, and that's it. I kept finding myself looking down at the phone and adding and adding and adding. and I was like, oh, God. I'm never, ever, ever happy with the cuts as I make them. I got my 20. To echo Scott's point, though, I had a rough go with Automatic and Honey's Dead. Very rough go, because I swear, I think both of those records, I had almost everything from both of those. Mm-hmm. I was just like, man, this is just... And again, you know, it's between my first listen to those and, you know, what we're trying to do with the show, trying to, you know, lock somebody in on Jesus and Mary Chain. So, you know, I try to keep that in mind too. You know, am I going to be able to loop somebody in and then direct them backwards, as opposed to loop somebody in on what they do on the first record and hope that they go forward? So, yeah, it was... I got there, I guess is the point I'm trying to make. I got there. I was able to find my 20. So, that being said, the Raise Energy final say, we have to nail on the head. You have to get the actual number to be able to actually get the final say. Based on the conversation we just had, Scott, how many do you think we're going to get through unanimously?
I think four.
Four? Yeah. Yeah. What are you thinking, Gavin?
Yeah, I think our passions are a little askew, but I like when people shoot the moon on this. I'm going to say six.
Okay. Okay. So do I go asshole here and split the difference? Because my inclination was five. Or do I go real asshole, real negative, and go down to three? I feel like Scott nailed it. Four seems like the right number. Yeah, I'll split the difference. I'll go five. All right. So there we have it. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, gameplay shall begin. It's Deprogrammed. And we're back. I don't know. That's like two episodes in a row I've done that. I don't like it. Stop doing that, Justin. The name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have plucked through most of Jesus and Mary. How dare you, Spotify? How dare you take down an album? We combed through most of the Jesus and Mary Chain discography and have plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you have never given Jesus and Mary Chain a chance. Look, I already gave the spoiler. It's track one on the playlist. If I don't start here, I'm fooling myself just like Honey.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
I feel like it does everything you want from a Jesus and Mary Chain song anyway. Hold on. Let me find it on the gimmick here. Golly. I just had it. There we go. Oh, you son of a bitch. Phone. There we go. And I gotta tell you, that scene in Lost in Translation, like...
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And...
Yeah.
There were times It doesn't do it to me anymore, but there were definitely times where that scene with this song made me cry.
It's, yeah, for sure. Me
it's,
too.
It's powerful. So, yes. Just yes. Like Honey.
Yep. I kind of figured we'd all have that one. I mean,
yeah. I think it's a good one. It, yeah, but, you know, also, you never know. Like, yep. I definitely had to worry a little bit, but we got it. We're in.
Should I throw a spoiler out, like, this early, too? Because I don't have another song from Psycho Candy.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think I only have one anyway, one other one. Okay. So.
All right. So, well, I wanted to talk about, and Gavin, I'm sorry. I know this is, we're kind of like you're saying, we're kind of, not polar opposites, but, you know, I don't know. I tried to go back and listen to it, and I wasn't a big Psycho Candy listener. And I appreciate the album, but when I tried to listen to it, and I don't know if I'm old, getting old or what, but the fuzz like really fried my brain a lot, and I couldn't listen to it loud for very long. And I sound like such a wimpy dad or whatever.
And... No, I think that's right, Scott. I was actually thinking about that today. If I heard that record now, I wouldn't have made it through it. You know, I couldn't sit through it.
Yeah.
But at 15, you're just so much more open to difficult music, you know? And and I think that there was something about that noise on that record that was like a prickly exotic fruit that was like spiky, like you see like in Chinatown or something. You're like, what is that? And like, it looks like it'll hurt you. And then it's like sweet inside. There was like a hidden, like a box that has a red lining that's like really beautiful inside or something, but it's like got a dog collar on it, you know, like, and I liked that when I was a kid. I liked that it repelled people and they couldn't get to that inner core that was like, and I didn't even know what their reference points were. Like, I didn't know who the Shangri-Las were at that point, or I didn't know the Beach Boys were cool. I didn't, I don't think I even knew the Velvet Underground when I heard that record. And so I was just in real time with that band. And I think that record is a supernatural kind of thing of beauty. And so I have a lot of representation from it, but let's save that in case we need in case we need some twos.
Yeah.
We'll see if me and Justin can link up on any of that.
All right, Scott, you're up.
So I guess I'll go for my automatic one. Ha 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 ha. Head on. I mean,
yeah, I got it.
Absolutely. That is a fucking great single.
Yeah. And the fact that the Pixies covered it is, you know,
so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool that they covered it when it was still a single in the charts. Like they just heard it and were like, we're going to cover that right now. It's not like they covered a song that was 20 or 30 years old. That was such a neat move that they did.
And while they're the same songs, they're totally different feel. I mean, you have like all the drum machine and everything through Jesus and Mary Chain, and then you have a more Psycho Candy version of it with the Pixies. If you know, it had more of that fuzz, more distortion. The video is cool too for the Pixies.
Totally.
Well, it's funny. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say they hated music videos and they didn't want to shoot one, and so they came to him and like we'll do it live. That's it. So they did a live music video. Do it live. So they did a live music video and basically they just set up like 10 cameras and they recorded different parts of the band and then they just stitched it together in like one like you know thing. It's a really cool video.
It's funny, but when you listen to this song, I'm going to give it a little bit of volume here real quick. Like, when you listen to it, it's like, no, that makes sense that the Pixies would cover it, too. Like, it is already in that sphere, so the Pixies just had to take it all the way to the Pixies. Mm-hmm. And it's that really says something about the originality of this song, that it can be its own thing and be close to somebody else's thing.
Right. And I think like Frank Black said he just loved, he fell in love with the song. So
All right. Well, off to a good start. I know that I'm setting us up for failure because that isn't going to like remain the truth here, but that is a pretty good start here. So, all right, Gavin, you're up.
Okay. So let's go. So when the second record came out, when Darklands came out, at the time, it was so different. I was like, this isn't Psycho Candy. You know, they've gotten rid of all that noise. And I felt like it was a sellout in 1987. And I'm not a big, like, oh, sellout screamer or anything. It was just that the first record was so important to me, I guess. And I wasn't prepared for that change. And now, of course, I know Darklands is nowhere near a commercial record. That record has so many fucked up songs on it that are like so wrong. And we can talk about music like that because we're talking about the Mary Chain tonight. So I really love that record. And the first song is called Darklands. And I know Justin's one for opening tracks. I think it's one of the most beautiful songs they've ever written. And I would feel really remiss if I didn't have that on my list.
Man, I don't have that one.
And I don't have it either.
That's all right.
You play, I mean, I like your thought process because I am a track one guy. I don't know. A lot of these aren't going to have reasons. I hate pointing that out, but a lot of these aren't.
Yeah.
It's a big discography. There's going to be some misses.
Wow. Yeah.
I think as I listen to this, the only thing I could say is its proximity to Just Like Honey. Like, it's obviously not the same, but it's proximity to Just Like Honey, and then I have an emotional tie to Just Like Honey, so I was like,
no. That's right. That's funny, Justin. I think that is that record's Just Like Honey. That's a good point. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. So, all right. So we're back to me, huh? I mean, it's not dead. Who knows? You know, maybe it gets brought back from the beyond.
Gotta get my sip.
Yeah. Let's see. This one was one that listeners came up with, and I was happy because I had it on my list already. Reverence.
So I don't have Reverence.
All right.
Yeah, I have it.
All right. It's got two. It's still alive.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I say something about it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just like there's certain songs where, to me, this is just my opinion, the Mary Chain are just the Mary Chain. Like, they're in the zone, they're being themselves, they're talking about their feelings. And then there's songs where they're kind of like trying to be the Jesus and Mary Chain, where it's like an ad lib and you can just start throwing in all these different, like, let's just throw in like heroin, Christ, dirt, fuck, you know, and just mix them up and like, anyway, so Reverence just feels like too over the top to me. But that's just obviously my opinion.
No,
I agree. It's also very Jesus and Mary Chain. Cause they have a ton of songs where they just repeat shit over and over. And it's like, basically like there's just four lines throughout the whole song and they just repeat it over and over. And, you know,
and I guess that would be the difference of, again, somebody just going through. Like, I don't have the experience with them to be able to pluck that deep down to understand, you know, this is them kind of playing the part as opposed to just what they would naturally do. Whereas you, who've been a fan since you were 15, you know, you automatically know that. So I think that's...
Yeah, thanks. I don't think I'm right. I just think that's where I was coming from with Reverence. But thank you for saying that.
I really like the song. I think it's a great song. It was their first single from Honey's Dead too.
Yeah.
So
didn't Jurgensen remix it? I think he did. Al Jurgensen from Ministry remixed it.
Yep. There was a Deaf American. I'm looking at it right now. They're like Jim and William Reed. Isn't that
That's them. That's the
Mentions. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Right. So they did their own remix. Al Jurgensen and Mark Stent did a remix too.
Yeah.
Yep. Very cool.
Yep.
All right. Scott?
All right. I got, let's see here. I'll go to Stone and Dethrone, and we'll go with Dirty Water to track one.
I do not have that one.
I don't have it either. Okay.
Oof, now we're getting there. Now we're getting there. All right, let me, man, I just realized that Reverence is a track one too.
Yeah. Yep. Reverence is track. Yeah. Yeah. I got a lot of track ones.
You know what's funny? This really is a great track one, because by the time
it sets the tone for their whole record.
Yeah.
I think.
And because it's a different mood completely than kind of what you've been getting all along. Mm-hmm. And so it's nice that they didn't try to fool you with what they've been doing, and then you get into the record and it's more like this. But again, I don't really have a reason why I didn't bring this to the dance, but all right.
It's all good. It's all good.
These are the things that happen. All right. Gavin?
Let's see. So I'm gonna go to what at the time was sort of a comeback record for them, the Monkey. Mm-hmm. And they have a cool song on that record called Black. Do you guys have Black?
Yes.
I do not.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah. I was playing it for Jenny, and we were like, this is the most emo song ever.
Yeah.
It's like, yes. What? It's like, my eyes are black, my soul is black. What is it? Like,
yes. I like it because sometimes the Mary Chain can just get reductive, like they're boiling a sauce. Like, what is their essential thing? And like, that's that song.
Yeah.
Let's see. Keep talking about track ones. Let's trot this one out. Here Comes Alice.
Do I have that?
Yes, totally. That's the first song in Automatic.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I got it. Yeah.
That was a discovery for me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that song's so great. Like,
yeah, it is.
Like, how did I miss this? Like, yeah, that's an awesome song.
It's funny, you guys were talking about Al Jurgensen and Ministry remixing. There is points in this discography that feel industrial, and you know, obviously, because there is the, you know, electronic drum beats, like that's gonna kind of be there anyway. But like, when you marry kind of those drum beats to some of the guitar stuff that they're doing on the first record, and there's just times where it's just like industrial, and but with really hushed like vocals over it. It's interesting. It's just not what I expected, I guess, the best way to put it.
Their juxtapositions are cool, like you said, Justin. That's where they're interesting.
Soft core industrial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Emo industrial, yeah. Did we have all three on Here Come Alice?
Yep.
Awesome.
So getting inching closer to that four. All right. So Here Comes Alice is me. So Scott, you are up.
All right. Let's see here. How about, let's go with another number one. I love rock and roll.
Yeah, I got it.
Yep. I don't have that. I like that.
Another spoiler, it's on my list, but you know, I hate rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, so apparently, I can't remember which brother wrote it or whatever. But I Hate Rock and Roll was written first.
Oh.
And let me look it up real quick while I'm trying to talk to you. But and the only reason why he wrote the other one, and they were fighting when they were making Monkey.
Yeah.
And like one would come in the studio and play, and they'd leave, and then the other person would come record their parts, like that kind of thing. But like, So he wrote it because he thought it was so depressing and so like negative. He says like, oh, okay, I'm going to write the I Love Rock and Roll one. And it's so cheesy, I think, kind of. Mm-hmm. The horns and everything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I dig it. So it gets to...
Yeah, me too.
It gets to hang around. All right, Gavin?
Okay, let's go to Honey's Dead, I guess. And I'm going to pull out Almost Gold.
No.
I do not. No, I don't.
Nope. God dang it.
I had it. It was on my list. It was on my initial list, but I had to make some hard cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, these two middle
it's
records.
It's all there. Like they're like, you know, it's all like bad drugs. It's not hippie music. It's like Manson hippie music, you know? It's like the Beach Boys when they're hanging out with Manson, you know? it's like dirty California sunshine, you know? I mean, they're from Scotland, but they definitely take some cues from California rock and roll.
All right. Almost Gold, unfortunately, goes into the bin.
It's lead.
Yep. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to go there. I hate rock and roll.
Yep, I got it.
I do not have it.
Okay, it gets two, but we talked about juxtapositions, and it's nice to know the story behind it, but those are also like the bookends of the album. I Love Rock and Roll starts it. I Hate Rock and Roll is how it ends. And so like I love a good bookend. I love, you know, incorporation of that into, you know, the story. And now knowing that the story behind the two songs is that they're fighting, that makes it even more appealing to me. So very, very into it. All right. Gets to, it's still around, Scott.
So let's do Sometimes Always, Down in the Throne.
Yes. That's a great single.
Mm-hmm. I thought I did, but
is that with the woman from Mazzy Star?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently. Yeah, they were dating. So.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep, they were dating, and I think she's on Monkey too.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I love that first Mazzy Star record. So good.
Yeah, that I feel like that was like one of their biggest hits too. Like, but yeah, it's a great song.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I do not. I thought I did, but apparently I do not. So. All right, Gavin.
Well, I'll stay with Stoned and Dethroned, and do you guys have Come On?
I do.
I don't.
I feel like that's...
I had to cut, where we I are. Cut it, though. I mean, like, I did have it, but...
I feel like this is where we're at. We're going to get a lot of twos from here on out, and I feel like there is at least one more unanimous in there. Probably one we aren't expecting that somehow will eke its way through. Mm-hmm. All right, we're back to me. How about Teenage Lust?
No.
I don't have that.
All right.
That's off Honey's Dead.
Yep. Yeah.
Tough. Out on my own. I just could not get away.
It's a great song. I mean, like, you know, but
could not get away from the way that comes in. I was just like, ooh. Mm-hmm. All right, Scott.
I'm gonna go with something that's a little different than they did. It's off Automatic, but Drop.
Oh yeah, so Drop was like an extra, it may have been on the CD, it wasn't on the record, it was an extra track, and that's a great song, and it was a late cut for me. It's not like canonical in my opinion,
right?
It's an awesome song.
Yeah, it's kind of it's like a ballad basically.
Yeah, I do not have it.
No. It's like the acoustic ballad, you know.
Which they do really well, even though they don't do it very often.
Right.
All right. Gavin?
Well, I'm going to stay on Automatic and another kind of like discovery for me for this record. The song Between Planets is like so amazing.
I do not have that one.
That was like, I think, the last one I cut.
Oh, actually. Man. Actually.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know. I was like.
Yeah, this album was trouble.
I was like, do I just get rid of everything out of Darklands and just go with more Automatic? That was my battle, but
yeah.
All right.
That's the one with the suicide sucked in her cheeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh man. All right. So I'm gonna stay on that record. Might as well. UV Ray.
Nope.
Again. I don't have it.
Again. album, so.
It's like we all loved it. But yeah. We're yeah.
You
got it.
You make the game hard, Justin.
Indeed. Yeah. But here is a great example of what I was talking about, like that industrial feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels like White Zombie, like Ministry, like it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another miss. Scott.
Well, then I'll just stay on Automatic 2 and just finish it up, maybe. Blues from a Gun.
I really like Blues from a Gun. I don't have it. That was a late cut for me.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Another single. That was a great single.
God dang it.
I like the end of the song. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember it, but like...
Yeah.
And because he just repeats over, I guess. That's why I always got the blues.
Yeah.
All right. Gavin?
Yeah. The Mary Chain's like a box of chocolates. can't go wrong. I mean, it's laced with arsenic, but it's all, you know.
Don't eat that.
let's see. So one of the things I loved about them really early on was I was still like waiting to have a first, relationship, and I didn't know what love was and all that. And they were just singing about love in this way that was just like, whoa, I'd never heard anyone describe love in the way that they described it. It was kind of sick and painful and like dirty. And like, I was just really, kind of drawn, intrigued by that. I just never heard, it put that way. So let's go, let's see, with that intro, let's go back to Monkey and go to Cracking Up. Do you guys have Cracking Up?
Ah, shit, no. Nope.
I do not. Nope.
Dang it. All right, let me find it on the thing here. There we go. And just for the record, we are still in NTP territory.
Yeah.
God dang it. Not a lot of easy outs.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Oh. Back to me. How about Happy When It Rains?
Yes.
Hell yes.
Oh! There it is. There it
is. The second record off Darklands. That song is so great. It's so funny. A lot of their songs are like totally funny and totally sad. And you can just flip the toggle. You're like, I want this song to be really funny right now, or I want this song to be really heartbreaking right now. And that song's kind of like that.
And it has a great hook too.
Yes.
Beautiful. Officially out of NTP, worst case scenario. All of our twos go into our list. And if that doesn't happen, we are sitting right at that four for Scott. All right. Scott, you are up.
So I'm going to go to Monkey and do commercial.
No.
I figured nobody would have that, but the lyrics are great. It's McDonald's is shit. McDonald's is shit. Burger King is hip. McDonald's is shit. Please don't please don't spit. Please don't tip. Please don't. And then the 7 is good. The 7 is cool. 11 is good. The 7 is cool. Please don't loot. Please don't shoot. Please don't.
Wow. Maybe that's a craps reference to the 7 and the 11.
Yeah.
It's also just a good vibe.
It takes it a little bit before they get into lyrics, but it's like, yeah, I like it. It's a little different, and but
I wonder if that was what it is. The fact that it took a second to get there.
Yeah, it takes. It's I think it's like a minute or two in where the lyrics kick in. Maybe not that long, but
all right, Gavin.
I'll go with another big one from Honey's Dead. You guys have Far Gone and Out?
Indeed.
Yes, I do.
Hey! There we are. We're sitting there at my 5 now. Interesting. All right. Scroll on up. This was another one we got from the listeners.
It's a great song.
That was a big college radio hit. When British new wave or indie music was kind of breaking in America, that was a big hit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man. All right. Back to me. Right, let me see what I got left here. There's still plenty left. So we'll do like 2 or 3 more rounds. How about I Can't Get Enough?
I do not have that.
No, I don't.
Out there on your own sometimes.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Of Honey's Dead.
What's great about them, and specifically this song, is like there's a familiarity to it. I don't know if this was a single that I just heard and didn't realize, but it feels like it could have been, even if it wasn't. Like there, I feel like I know this song. And
yeah,
I couldn't get away from it.
Yeah.
All right, Scott?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Do I have anything left on Honey's Dead? Yeah, I think I got one more. Good for My Soul.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Again, I don't have a reason. All right, Gavin.
Yeah, kind of. I like they're kind of the Mary Chain's kind of like old, like a James Dean, like teen exploitation films, and like the Warhol Factory, like dirty, like messed up silk screen on the floor, and I love. I'm gonna go with the big Mary Chain song off the second record. Do you guys have April Skies?
I do.
I do not.
Okay. It gets 2, so it's hanging around. And I think that officially takes us to a conversation, too. Yep. So there will be a decision that needs to be made. Oh, we're there, I think. Yeah, because we're at 5. That's right. Okay, so back to me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So this will be our last round, and then I'll dump out next time. How about Stardust Remedy?
No.
Yeah. I had a feeling.
No.
Yeah. A Monkey.
Yep. That line right there like sold me. I was like, okay, I'm in. All right. Scott?
I'm going to throw one out there. I don't think anybody will have it, but a Monkey, Virtually Unreal.
No.
No.
It's
but it sounds like, I like that song, and it sounds like Suicide, Scott. The,
yeah.
The really good.
It's like, it's, I just like, if you like, if you believe in Jesus Christ, that's okay, because he's all right. He's all right. Yeah. They say, like, he's all right for, like, the almost half the song.
Yeah.
All right. Because Jesus is all right. Gavin.
Who's that guy?
Who's that dude?
Well,
who's that dude?
Not to bum out the rest of the proceedings here, but I went real, so the rest is all real heavy off the first record for me. So I guess it would be if Justin and I match up on any of these. Let's try some of the classics off that record. Let's go with Never Understand.
Oh, nope. That was like one of the last cuts.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking like 22, 21. Like it was right there.
Right there.
Which, you know, doesn't do us any good, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I'll dump out here. First of all, I've got The Hardest Walk.
Yes, that's a great song.
So I know Scott doesn't, because
nope.
Yeah. Coast to Coast.
No,
I think. Hold on. Yes.
All right, so that nabs a two. Tumble Down.
No.
No.
Okay. Till It Shines.
I think. Where's my list? Where is it? What album's that again?
Is it
Stone Dethroned? Stone Dethroned.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I got that. I got that. Yeah.
Hey. All right. Till It Shines grabs a two. What's this? I can't read my own writing. Dream Lover. Off Monkey?
No.
All right. And then last one was like a last minute ad. These Days. That's Stone and Dethroned.
Yeah. I do not.
All right. All right. You want to dump out, Scott?
Sure. Darklands, Deep One Perfect Morning.
Yeah, that's a great song. I don't have it.
Yeah. Shit. Hold on. I'm trying to see where my list is, and I didn't do a good job of keeping track of it. And how about Save Me from Stone and Dethroned? And You've Been a Friend, Stone and Dethroned, and that's it, I think.
All right. And just for shits and gigs, Gavin, you want to dump out whatever you got left?
Oh, sure. Off Psycho Candy, I had Taste of Cindy. I had some deep cuts, Sowing Seeds in my little underground. I had You Trip Me Up. It's another single off that record, and Something's Wrong.
All right. So, unanimously threw five. I stole it. I stole it.
Yeah.
Look at me, the little thief I am. So, already three, we got Just Like Honey, Happy When It Rains, Here Comes Alice, Head On, Far Gone, and Out. That is a hot start. So, just to be fair. And we got 10 through to the discussion. We've got The Hardest Walk, April Skies, Coast to Coast, Reverence, Sometimes Always, Come On, Till It Shines, I Love Rock and Roll, Black, and I Hate Rock and Roll. Let me ask you this. Of those 10, Scott, is there one that's jumping out at you that you're like, man, I can't believe that wasn't unanimous?
Sometimes Always.
Okay. Was I the one out? Yeah, I was the one out on that, so... I'm with it. Mm-hmm. I am with it. We can grab Sometimes Always. And same question to you, Gavin. Is there one of the remaining nine that you're looking at? You're like, man, I cannot believe.
Oh, well, I mean, obviously since you and I think there's only one off Psycho Candy on that list, so mm-hmm. I would love to see The Hardest Walk get through.
Any objections, Scott?
No. Mm-mm.
All right. So thanks, the Hardest Walk. That brings us to number 7. This is pretty agreeable. So we've got, let's do it the opposite this way. So we have April Skies, Coast to Coast, Reverence, Come On, Till It Shines, I Love Rock and Roll, Black, I Hate Rock and Roll. Is there one of those that you're like, man, it's cool that it's still here, but it's time for it to go, Scott?
I think we got a pretty good representation of Automatic, do we not?
Let's see. We've got two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got two?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And what were the ones for Monkey? Sorry. I'm like...
No, you're good, man. It's hard to keep track.
So we have I Love Rock and Roll Black and I Hate Rock and Roll.
Shit. Yeah, I don't want to get rid of any of those. I guess maybe Coast to Coast, maybe, even though I really don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, but looking at what,
the gun to my head,
looking at what we got through, I do think album representation is something we should try to do here. Mm-hmm. So, losing
I think
the
that's
audio.
A good cut, Scott.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, same question to you, Gavin.
You had Reverence, you had I Love Rock and Roll, you had I Hate Rock and Roll. On the Yes, we have April Skies, we have Black. Can you remind me the others?
All right, so you said April Skies, Reverence, Come On, Till It Shines, I Love Rock and Roll, Black, and I Hate Rock and Roll.
What record is Till It Shines on?
Till It Shines is Stoned and Dethroned. And
oh, yeah, right. Okay.
So far we only have Sometimes Always there. We have room for 3 more songs, and we have nothing from Monkey yet.
I'd love to see something else from Darklands, just because that's my heart. So if you guys could live with April Skies, that would be cool. That's a big early single of theirs.
Look, I'm with April Skies. I'm not gonna stand in the way of that. How do you feel about it, Scott?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that works.
All right, so let's grab April Skies. So where's that? Put us 2 for Automatic, 2 for Darklands, 2 for Psycho Candy. All right, so I feel like the cut now. Where's that 8?
Right, we have none for Monkey, right?
Right, nothing from Monkey. So let's.
Yeah.
Black on the list from Monkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not through, but it has 2 votes, right?
Yeah, you guys had it. You guys had it. I didn't. I'm with it. Let's get that, and then that takes us to 9, which means I get the final say. So, let's see. What do we have from Honey's Dead? We got 1, and it's Far Gone and Out. I hate to do this to you, Gavin, but I'm gonna go with Reverence. I feel
that's fine, man. I think that's a. That is a representation of the Mary Chain, for sure.
Because the only other thing I was looking at was maybe doing both Love and Hate Rock and Roll, but we didn't have room for it. So
yeah, I think that's a good choice.
All right. So that said, we have our 10. Just Like Honey, The Hardest Walk, Happy When It Rains, April Skies, Here Comes Alice, Head On, Reverence, Far Gone and Out, Sometimes Always, and Black. Of those 10, Scott, which one is the one that you're going to give to somebody?
Probably Head On.
Ooh, okay. Gavin.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I think that's a cool intro to Mary Jane.
Yeah, I agree, actually. My inclination is Just Like Honey, but I feel like Head On is a better representation of the rest of what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So
that's a sick list.
Yes. So Head On it is. Let's let it get its moment in the sun. head on is our number one. We got Just Like Honey, The Hardest Walk, Happy When It Rains, April Skies, Here Comes Alice, Reverence, Far Gone and Out, Sometimes Always, and Black. That is our 10. We have done it. We have done it. And you can do it too. And when I say it, I mean listen to us talk more on After the Fact. And how do you do that, you may ask? Well, it's as simple as this. Patreon.com/show. Hi, Justin. Pledge a dollar. It gets you through the door. And you get tons of audio, like After the Fact. You get the Daily Ohio Justin pod. You get Deprogrammed a week before the rest of the world. And all the other pods I'm doing. I'm just saying it's a great value. And you get to join our Discord and have fun with us. And just saying, it's a good time. And it only costs you $1. And it really, really boosts my self-esteem, which we all know is super duper important. Speaking of boosting self-esteems, we're a podcast. You know that. You push play. Whatever podcast platform you're on, consider subscribing or, you know, following whichever one you're listening from. Rate, comment, all that stuff. Supposedly it helps us. I've yet to see any evidence of that. So prove me wrong, please. I'd love for you to do that. Also, you can tell somebody that you listen to the show. To me, that's the absolute best way that you can get the word out there. And then last but not least, if you want to come play, that's how Gavin got here. He said, I like your show. I want to come play. And boom, here he is. Just like that. I mean, it took a minute to get here, but I'm saying, tell me what bands you want to talk about, and we will do it. It will happen eventually. It will come around, and you'll come on, and we'll talk, and it'll be good times. And with that, Jesus and Mary Chain, Learn and Love, and people. We'll see you next week. Bye.